This is Dakota Datebook for January 24th. Historians don't know much about the life of Sacagawea before Meriwether Lewis and William Clark arrived in her village on their way to the Pacific Ocean. Their core of discovery was mapping the vast expanse of land the United States had recently purchased from France. They took her husband on as a translator, and Sacagawea accompanied them. She became an important member of the expedition, teaching the Corps how to gather plants for food, make leather clothes and moccasins, and helping them obtain horses to cross the Rocky Mountains. Historians also know little about Sacagawea's life after she returned to the Mandan Hidatsa village in 1806. Some say she died in 1812, while others claim she went to Wyoming and lived to an old age. No one knows for sure where she is buried. Wyoming State historian Grace Hebbard suggested Sacagawea was buried in a small cemetery down a dirt road south of Yellowstone National Park. The state historian of South Dakota says she was buried there, while others claim her remains rest on the Standing Rock Reservation. Montana and Idaho also lay claim to her final resting place. In 1925, Congress appropriated $5,000 to erect a statue of Sacagawea, but a newspaper article observed, "No one knows where a nation may raise a statue over her grave to honor her." On this date, 1925, Dr. Charles Eastman announced he was on a quest to uncover the truth about Sacagawea's death and burial. He traveled to the Berthold Reservation, but returned to Bismarck without new information. Eastman interviewed Major A.B. Welch of Mandan, who claimed to have spoken to Sacagawea's grandson. According to Welch, Sacagawea died in Wyoming after a group she was with was attacked by a hostile tribe. Another story claimed she lived in Wyoming with her adopted son and died there of old age. So who is buried in Sacagawea's grave? We may never know for sure. Hebbard was adamant she died in 1884, while in the 1960s, author Blanche Schroer concluded she died at the age of 25. In his journal from the 1820s, Clark listed Sacagawea as deceased. Regardless of the truth about her death and burial, Sacagawea is not remembered for her death, but instead for her life. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.